Good morning. 00 hours.
Mostly clear.
51 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours.
Clear.
51 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours.
Clear.
55 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours.
Partly cloudy.
54 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
56 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours.
Mostly clear.
53 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
52 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours.
Cloudy.
56 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours.
Cloudy.
56 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours.
Cloudy.
60 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours.
Cloudy.
60 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours.
Showers.
62 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Cloudy.
61 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Cloudy.
63 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Cloudy.
56 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Cloudy.
67 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Cloudy.
68 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
64 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours.
Partly sunny.
66 degrees.
NAWCD, NAWCD, this is KAYN.
KAYNU, this is NAWCD. Good evening to you. Well, A number one is down. Back to the dreaded long weekend there. How'd we do today?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Just kind of trying to get through today and finish out and muddle through the nonsense. How was your day?
Yes, I was thinking of you today there. I know you said you were short-handed. Your partner was good tonight. I wondered how things were, but I'm glad at least you got one down there and three to go. But yeah, we're doing pretty good here. I went out for a little bit. Mom and I, we went to the store real quick. We picked up a couple of things that were forgotten in the program list yesterday, but other than that, but tried some radio today, tried to make some contacts, no luck, but that's all right, there's always another day, but I'm looking forward to the next tonight.
Yeah, sounds like you guys had a good, productive day, and hopefully tonight's net will go well. It'll be a good net. Tom... O is going to be the net control operator tonight, so it's in his capable hands, and looking forward to it.
Hey, that sounds good. That sounds good. Well, we're certainly best wishes on a good net, and I'm sure he'll do a good job there tonight. I'm glad. good, like I say, good to see you yesterday, and glad you got to go to training. Good to meet Mike there yesterday also, and finally meet a face-to-face there contact. So, yeah, that sounds great. Looking forward to the net tonight.
Yeah, me too. We've got some guys that are stepping up to volunteer to do net control in various positions and things, and so it's pretty cool to see. And we got a couple other guys that are kind of waiting in the wings here to get their feet wet and step up. So a lot of good stuff happening. We're aiming for the right things, and we're getting towards the set here in October. So we got some things planned. So.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good. Yes, the set was some of the discussion last night on the Wayne County net too. Talked about NTF traffic and. You know, a couple other things there, Wind Lake and so forth. So, yeah, I think the class was beneficial for you guys yesterday. And again, a lot of boats, of communication, a lot of testing there. And again, it's just good to see people stepping up and getting involved there. Happy to see that. Happy to hear about it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It's a good feeling. It really is, and you know, it's pretty cool to see when things kind of the rubber hits the road, and guys are starting to be like, yeah, you know what, I could do that, or you know, I can take that spot, or you know, help out here and there. It makes me feel good, you know, and I'm happy. It's going well. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to our growth there. Got some postcards that have been going out. Tim's been getting some postcards, Tim and John. So they've been kind of in the recruiting end of things and reaching out to new hams here in the county and getting them interested in ARPSC, and mentioned it to our peers there in Oakland County, and they like the idea, and hopefully maybe it'll catch on over there and try to get some more ham radio operators.
Yeah, that sounds great. In fact, I looked at the app and I was noticing the guys were sending out postcards, and again, you know, just to reach out there, just letting you hams know, hey, you know, hey, we're out here, and here's a position, you know, or an opportunity, and yeah, I think that's pretty good there. I know that they put out again last night. I think Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club is doing classes for technician and general licensing, and then also I think doing a class. So again, there's a lot of good activity coming on in Southeast Michigan and Cole County and in general here specifically.
Yeah, it's a good feeling, good thing for, you know, the hobby, and, you know, good thing for ARPSC, and, you know, getting the group going. Got some things planned here for the set. Not going to disclose it here on the radio, but we'll let you guys know here when the time comes, and give you a sneak peek when I get a moment. But a lot of good things planned there in our back pocket.
Yes, looking forward to it. Looking forward to it indeed. Definitely signed up there, got your email there, got signed up for it. And again, looking forward to the set coming up. And I think it'll be a good event. We've had three good, successful ones. Looking forward to this one. NHWC.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm hoping to get scored out there a little bit higher this time, and If not, that's all right. It's a good learning opportunity for the guys. As far as digital capacity and, you know, different things going on there, gives different aspects of the set. It's just a real good opportunity to learn and figure out where our weaknesses are, where our strengths are at, and kind of go from there.
Yes, I agree. Better to find it out now and practice and exercises and really get caught in the scenario if the real thing happens there. So, practice. I'd rather there not be a real scenario. I'd rather practice. Say we never had a real scenario, but if it does, we're better off for it.
Yeah, exactly. And you practice as if you're going to do it because practice makes maybe not perfect, but practice makes habit, and habits then leads to hopefully a successful deployment.
Yes, absolutely. And definitely got a good experience in the dream cruise. I think that was a good scenario. It's a controlled scenario. It went well, and good. Just an event. We were there, and a group of people. I mean, our group was there, and. Going forward from that point.
BYU. Yeah, in Oakland County, they're still talking about us, helping out and getting involved with the crews there, and it was good. It was really good. It was a good experience for the guys. Got our feet wet. And hopefully bring some excitement to the group and get things going. Like I said, I'm going to try to push the set here a little bit and get some more sign-ups and just keep practicing, keep working on it, keep, getting these training opportunities, these deployment opportunities as much as we can. Looking forward to, sitting down and talking with Brandon here next week and hopefully going to get some ideas from him and share our ideas and bring some good stuff back to the meeting.
Yes, Jeff, I agree. Definitely, again, just to touch base and see where everybody's at, make sure we're on the same page and just defeated or see what the expectations are. So, I that line of communication, and hey, we're communicators, that's what needs to be done, and, with the higher-ups, definitely get to know what the county is expecting, and what they know what we're looking for, so all in all, beneficial.
Yeah, for sure, so it'll be good. I'm excited about this, and so we'll see what happens. Hopefully, the first weekend of March, we'll get the site information and we'll get things kind of rolling as far as our side of things, and figure out what needs to be done, and we'll keep training, keep pushing for success, and. These guys excited, ready for the set.
Exactly. Ready, set, hike, so to speak, definitely, and go forward in that way. So, I think there's some good training events, good to stay active, good topics on the deck. good the meetings, what I've heard, and even, you know, in the Zoom meetings. So all in all, progress, little by little, but progress going forward there.
Yeah, definitely. Gotta keep active. I think that's the big thing. Gotta keep active and keep training, and eventually, you know, more and more will show interest, hopefully, and we'll get more people involved, and it'll grow from here, and it'll be good. It'll be exciting. It is exciting, but it'll be more exciting. My goal is eventually to pack the meeting room and maybe have to get a bigger room, but right now, let's keep plugging along with what we got, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, Roger that. Indeed. And I think too, it's neat and seeing everyone, you know, stepping up. I think that, you know, there are guys that are, you know, like you were saying earlier, you know, hey, I could do that, or I'll volunteer for that, and just letting them run with it. I think that's kind of cool. To see, and dependability, I think, has been favorable, and you know, people have a, you know, good desire. I think it's a good working together, and a lot of different experiences, a lot of backgrounds coming together in this. So, all in all, I'm really pleased to see what it's been doing, and really for the area here.
Yeah. It's pretty neat. It is, you know, and I like hearing everybody's ideas. I love when people volunteer to do something. They've got an idea, and I like when they run with it, because you know, it's ownership. You know, and it's not just my team. It's not just my success. It's our success. It's our team. It's our, you know, it's the county, and we're better, you know, the county's better when we work as a team, and we are better when we work as a team, and everybody's got a specialty that they're good at, and that's why I think, you know, we work so well together as a group, is, you know, everybody's got something to contribute, and we work together, and we're willing to, you know, we're willing to work on things, and maybe, you know, things may not work, and we go back to the drawing board and go back at it again and try something different. But you know, it's awesome to see, and awesome to see the teamwork and the excitement, and I love it. It's really cool, and it's good for the communities. You know, we're here to serve our communities, and you know, to be there in time of need, and I love it. I think it's great.
I agree. I think it's better fast right there. It's definitely, it's great to see going forward. So, plugging along there. I think it's been a good summer. I don't think Skywarn is over yet, although I probably, you know, probably the worst of it is over, but, you know, you never know. You get storms in, you know, September, October, November. That element has went well this summer. And so, again, there's, you know, various factors are working really well.
Yeah, indeed. Well, man, I'm home, so I'm going to run in here real quick and get changed and relax. I've got the net here in a little bit. Like I said, Tom's running things, so it's going to be a good net. Excited about that, and a lot of good stuff coming up here. So, but appreciate you coming along. Appreciate the good conversation on the way north. Just a side note, tomorrow I'm working until 10 p.m. For some extra cash and a little bit of OT. So just to give you a heads up on that. But other than that, hopefully you guys have a good night.
Okay, yeah, you better get some extra rest there, that's for certain. But thanks for letting me know there. We'll try to be monitoring about that time. But, yeah, it was good talking with you. Thanks for the ride along. Got a lot of good conversation. And, good seeing you there yesterday as well. But anyway, go on in and relax and have some dinner and enjoy the net. And we look forward to it as well. And tell everyone at home hello for us. 73 is an 88. With the family, have a great evening. NAWCB is clear. On your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. You guys enjoy your evening. Tell Mom I said hi. 73's in 88 to Mom. This is K8YNU, clear.
November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Dean, you're sounding good in the 7.2.
Thank you very much for the response. I appreciate it. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, standing by for the next.
Understood. We'll hear you then. NAWRO, Tim in Richmond, clear for now.
Monitoring. N8HLY, this is N8VDZ.
N8VDZ, NHLY.
Hey, Tom, hope you're doing well. Hey, when Dave and I, what we've been doing for the last couple of months, and I don't know why I didn't bring this up before, I didn't think about it.
Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly cloudy, 67 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, mostly sunny, 62 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy, 57 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, mostly cloudy, 56 degrees. Thank you. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees.